Mishnah Yom is for Wednesday, the 14th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Dalad, Pesach Sheni. Masechta Sota, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph. Earlier on in the Masechta, we learned about a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, as far as whether we require Edim for the stira, for the seclusion that she went into. Or do we only need it for the kinoi, for the warning that he warned his wife not to be seen or go into seclusion with a man? Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that you don't need to aid him for the stira, to testify that a woman had been in seclusion with a man long enough to be tome, after the husband has already given her kinoi, has already warned her with the witnesses. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Mekan el api shnaim, umashka al pirachot al piratzme. He has even believed himself to testify that she went into seclusion. Rabbi Yeshua, however, argues. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Just like the husband needs to have two witnesses for his warning, so he also needs two witnesses that after the warning, the wife was seen with in seclusion with another man. We don't know if she sinned, but she had stira with the other man. Says the Mishnah, Misha kina le'ishtai, a person who warned his wife in front of two witnesses, do not ever be going to seclusion with that man. Benistra, and she did after the warning. But there's no witnesses for this stira. Afilu shama me'efa perech, even if he heard it on the grapevine or from the bird that flies overhead. He heard it from someone who's not reliable to as a witness, for example, an avid or a shifcha, a servant, non-Jewish servant or a non-Jewish maidservant, that his wife had stira, even if he heard it from them, yoitzi v'yitin ksuba. He shall divorce her and he shall pay ksuba. I.e., she becomes a soita, she's also to the husband, and if the husband doesn't want to give her to drink, he has to divorce her. And she will not lose the ksuba. That's the rule. The rule is that it's the husband who doesn't want to give her to drink, then he has to divorce her, but she doesn't lose the ksuba as a result. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that after there was warning with witnesses appropriately, you don't need any more aid astira. And even an aid that's possible, even a witness that's normally unfit to testify, will be believed to say that she had stira, that she had went in seclusion, and she'll become a soita as a result. And she either drinks the water if the husband offers her, or he divorces her and she gets the ksuba. The way we've learnt the Mishnah is the way Rashi learns it. There are different opinions. Rabbi Rashbam learns differently. Rabbi Nachanan learns differently. But this is how Rashi learns. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says that even, the Mishnah doesn't say these words that I'm about to say now, Rabbi Yeshua says that even for the stira, even for the seclusion, the husband requires proper witnesses. And he cannot give her or offer the wife to drink until the two witnesses will also testify that not only he had witnesses for the warning, but witnesses for that she went into seclusion. And if there's no witnesses for the seclusion, he just heard it from on the grapevine, he heard it as a rumor that she was had stira, or he heard it from a witness that's unfit to testify, she will not be forbidden to the husband just based on that one witness who's not, and certainly not from oif parer, certainly not from rumors. But she cannot stay with the husband if it gets so bad, until she has become the talk of town, so that even those who are sewing or knitting by the light of the moon, and they're talking with each other about the terrible actions of this woman, of the wife of that man, when it gets to that bad, then she has to divorce her, and the waters wouldn't even have an effect on her afterwards. As the Gemara learns in earlier on, Tahoirahi, when she's Tahoira, to tell us that only if it hasn't reached a level of rumor, the rumors haven't reached a level that people are talking about it, the women are talking to it as they knit by the light of the moon, then he would have to divorce and give her the ksuba. There's no option for drinking then at all. This is, again, we've learnt the Pshat and the Mishnah, like Rashi. Mishnah base. Our Mishnah is going to talk about a Sota where there were witnesses for the warning and there were witnesses for the seclusion. So both Rabbi Yeshua would be satisfied that she's ripe now for the din of Sota. But it comes to teach us that when it comes to Tumah, all opinions hold that even one witness will be believed to testify that in the course of that seclusion, she actually had an affair with that man. Why do we believe one witness there? Then, in that particular situation, it's because raglaim ladova. There's already grounds to believe one witness as well. If it's gone so far as a warning, and it's gone so far as being in seclusion, we will trust one witness to say that she had an affair, actually sinned with the man during the course of that conclusion. Says the Mishnah, Omar Eidechot, if one witness says, Ani re'isi osha nitmes, I saw the sota that she had an affair with the man in that stira, in that seclusion, after the husband had already warned her about it. Lohosa shosa, she wouldn't drink the water then. Why? Because now we believe that she has sinned. And the whole purpose of drinking is to clarify when there's a suffix. But you've already had witnesses for the warning, witnesses for the seclusion. So one witness will be now sufficient to clarify any doubt that we've had that she has sinned. V'loyoid, not only that, alafilo eved, afilo shivcha, even a man, a gosha servant or a gosha maidservant who are normally unfit to testify, here, hare elu nemonin afilo poslim ksubasa, they will be believed to even testify as far as she loses the ksuba. She and of course won't give her to drink. Husband will have to divorce her, and she will lose the ksuba because of her actions. Chamoisa, bas chamoisa, the mother-in-law of this sota, or the daughter of the mother-in-law, meaning her sister-in-law, b'tzarasa, or a rival wife who's married to the husband, the yevimta, a sister-in-law, that's a wife of the brother of the husband, or bas baila, or a stepdaughter, a daughter from her husband, from another wife. These five, usually, the Gemara says, have a chazaka, are assumed to have a hatred for the woman in question, right? Mothers-in-law and sisters-in-law, and etc. And the Gemara brings reasons why. And normally, these five are not believed to testify for the lady. For example, to testify that her husband died. Normally, you believe even one aide to say a husband has died, so she won't be naguna, she'll be able to get married, but not if it's one of these five. And nevertheless, even though normally you don't believe, we would not believe them to testify in relation to this woman, or these five relatives, nevertheless, in this case, in the sota, hare elu ne'monos, they are believed to say that this woman has sinned, but they're not believed to get her to lose a ksuba, because as we said before, they hate her, so they might be especially looking at ksuba. Elo shalitishta, they will be believed so that we will not go through with giving her to drink. They're believed in that much, as far as that goes. She'll be asura to the husband, she won't be able to go to the husband, and the husband will have to divorce her and give her the ksuba, because we don't believe her. But these five who have a reputation of not liking this woman, and she will get a ksuba. They're not believed to make her lose the ksuba.